So please welcome our challenger today in week 27 of Last Character Standing, Tony Marzoni, respectful but temperamental construction worker.
Yo, my name is Tony, and this is my sanctuary, the construction site. Yeah, it ain't a bad way to make a living, and the French benefits, yo. I don't have to tell yous, I'm sure. In fact, here comes a French benefit right now. Hey, mama, walk this way, pretty lady. What you got for me today, huh? What you got for Tony?
Tuna fish sandwiches, son.
Oh, mama. Thanks, mama. Your little boy's starving over here. And Fritos, too. And an apple. You even peeled the skin. Ma, what can I say? You're my favorite lady in the world. Daddy don't deserve you. You know that, right? He don't deserve you. So what do you say, then? Will you let me take a run at you? What? Ma, come back. Oh, yeah? Well, you apple-peeling skank. Anyways, your tuna fish sucks. Yeah, well, who needs you? Who needs you anyway? Well, stop my jackhammer. What do we have here? Hello, ladies. You know, I want you to know I respect what you're doing here. No, I'm serious. The two of yous, you look good together. You're happy. Hey, you know what? As it turns out, Tony just so happens to have two tickets to tonight's vagina monologues for you two lesbians. Right here in my front pocket. I was going to take my ma, but things didn't work out so well. So I'd rather the two of yous should take them and have yourselves a good time. The front row, well, the great seats. So you'll invite me to the wedding. That'll be your gift to Tony. And whenever Bush pulls his head out of his ass, we'll do that wedding thing. What do you say? You know, Tony believes love is a beautiful thing shared between two peoples. Don't let society dictate your choices, ladies. You only get one shot at this beautiful thing called life. You shouldn't waste it trying to appease others.
Don't you want to see us kiss or something? God, what a faggot. Let's go, Cindy.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're both a couple of licking dykes who should be ashamed of themselves. You kiss your mother with that mouth? I bet you do, you sick carpet-munching hag. Bush ain't ever gonna let you marry. Never. And you can forget about all that crap I said about not letting society dictate your life. In fact, you should do yourself a favor and see how my dictate, you puss-eating whores. Oh, and give me back my tickets. Hey, nice ass. Is that your donkey pops? Get f***. Yeah, well, I would hope you'd shrivel up and die. But all you've left to do is die, old man. You jackass pulling jackass. Work, work, work. Whoa! Hold the phone. Have I done died and gone to heaven over here? Where'd you get those pretty eyes? Those babies are so blue. God must have made them himself and special delivered them by way of the wings of angels the day you was born, pretty lady.
I just spent $9,000 on double D tits, and all you can talk about are my goddamn eyes? Jesus, grow some balls already.
Whoa! I think you better feel again, you big-headed whore. Hey, Top Heavy, maybe you should go back to that plastic surgeon of yours and ask him if it was necessary to remove your heart to make room for those oversized, overcompensating fake jugs of yours. I mean, who are you trying to kid with those things? It looks like you hijacked the booby truck. Did you leave any silicone for anyone else, you self-esteem-lacking, ass-chested vamp? You're a disgrace to women, yous are, and your eyes aren't any bluer than the balls you've so recently mocked, which means not blue at all, honey, in case you weren't able to sift through and decipher the crux of my witty rant, big boobs. You know what? Screw this. I'm clocking out today. I'm Tony. I'll talk to you guys later.